Weiter sagt der Mishnah, es echt ist Bava Metzia, Perik Bava Mishnah Beis. Hasoichel es Uaman, if someone hires craftsmen. So really there are three things. A Uman is a craftsman, like a carpenter. He does skilled work. A Payel is a worker. Here, lift this, schlep that, pull this. But when we say Payel, so it doesn't necessarily mean that he's doing something that requires skill. He's not a craftsman, he's a worker. Sometimes we refer to even a craftsman as a worker because, like, I'm paying him by the day, by the hour. But then there's something called a kablan. A kablan means, I'm paying you by the job. Here, make me a table. He doesn't work for me. I don't say to him, no, you're supposed to be already. Where were you? He's not supposed to be anywhere. He doesn't work for me. I put in an order he should make me a table, and I'm waiting that he should summon me to pick up my table, and I'll pay him. And I'll pay him whatever price we made up. He's going to charge for the table. So the Batanura says that over here, we're talking about a kablan. When it says over here in the Mishnah, it means I hired craftsmen bekablonis. You're not my worker. You build a table for me. And unlike in the previous Mishnah where they changed their mind before they started, here they actually started to do the work. The chazru behen, but they changed their mind before they finished. And they want the balabas to pay them for the partial work. Okay, I'm leaving now. I changed my mind. But you only made half a table. I have to hire other workers to finish off this table. So therefore the halacha is yadon al hatachtoina. They're always going to lose out. They're at a disadvantage because they changed their mind. What does that mean? Let's say the price went up. Let's say he made a deal with them originally. I'll give you 8 dinar to make this table. And they finished off half the table. Place the top part, not the legs yet. So they tie in, okay, give us 4 dinar, and we did half. But now the price went up. For me to hire workers to finish off the table, they're going to charge me 6. So you know how much the balabas is going to give these first workers? Only 2. Because I'm holding back 2. I now need 6 to finish the table. So they lose, the workers are going to lose 2 dinarim. And this is the price they're paying for changing their mind in the middle of the table. On the other hand, let's say the price to make such a table went down. They made half the table, but now I could hire someone to finish it off for 2. So the first workers are going to taina. Nu, give us 6. You thought it's going to cost you 8, right? Now it's only going to cost you 2 instead of 4 to finish off the second half of the table. Give us the extra 2. And the answer is no, you changed your mind. So that's my mazel that the price went down. I'm giving you the 4. We made up 8 for a whole table. You get 4 for half a table. Now that it's only going to cost me 2 to finish off the table, that's my gain. However, Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Im Bal HaBayis Chayzer Bay, after, let's say, they made half the table. The Bal HaBayis said, no, no, forget it. I don't want you to finish off. So here we say, ah, Yadoya LaTachtayna. The Bal HaBayis is at the disadvantage. Let's say the price goes up. Let's say he made up with them 8 dinarim to finish the whole table. They did half. Now you would need 6 dinarim to finish off the other half. So these people who are upset, they were sent away after doing half the table, come and they say, okay, give us our 4. So he says, no, 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 it's going to cost me 6 now to finish it off. So I'm not giving you 4. Because if I give you 4, then it's going to cost me 6. It'll be a total of 10. So I'm giving you only 2. So that when I hire my workers now for 6 to finish it off, I'll be at my original 8. Sorry, Balabas, you can't do that. You're the one who changed your mind. You made up with them 8 for the whole table. They're ready to finish the table. You're sending them away after half a table. You give them your 4. Then it's going to cost you 6 now, and that's your problem. Same is true if the price went down. Let's say now you can finish off the second half of the table for 2 dinarim. So the balabas is going to have to give the people who did the first half 6. 6? That's right. It's not fair that I should gain by sending you away in the middle. Maybe I'm not losing by sending you away in the middle, but I can't gain. If I'm the one that sent you away after doing half, we're going to make sure I don't get it any cheaper than the total 8 I expected to pay for the table. And if it's going to cost me 2 now to finish it off, then you'll kindly give these workers 6. Suppose I gave wool to a special person who dyes wool. Told him, please dye it red. He gives it back to me. Did I do a nice job painting your wool? I said, yeah, you did a nice job painting it black. But I told you red. So here too we say, Yodi ala tachtoin. Do I have to pay him now for this? It's not the color that I asked for. And the answer is, let's figure out what it cost this painter to do this job. He needed wood, he needed special dye made out of samimon and plants. And we're also going to say, look, black wool is still more expensive than plain wool that wasn't painted at all. So there's the haitzais and there's the shvach. Haitzais means, what did it cost the painter to do this? And the shvach is, how much is it worth more? If the shvach is more than the haitzah, let's say, we're going to ask this person who painted it black, how much did this cost you? He says 10 dinarim. The wood, the paint. And how much is this piece of wool worth more now that it was painted black? 12 dinarim. So the balabas is going to give 10 dinarim. What do you mean? The painter's going to say, but you're getting 12 dinarim over here. It's worth 12 dinarim more. And I'm going to say, I'm sorry. I'm giving you your expenses. You should have not changed what I told you. I told you red, you did it black. Now, let's say the haitzah is more than the shvach. Let's say the painter says, I mean, the one that dyes the wool, he says, it cost me 10 dinarim, all the ingredients. And you know how much the whole wool is worth more? Now that it's painted, 8. So the balabas gives only 8. The dyer is going to say, but I'm losing 2. It cost me more money to paint it. We're going to say, I'm sorry. I said, you didn't follow instructions. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. It's really a machloikas from Rabbi Yehuda, but our Mishnah is stating the halacha according to Rabbi Yehuda. And our Mishnah says, Kol HaMasham, the craftsman that changed from the instructions of the Balabais, he was told to paint it red. Instead, he painted it black. Yodi ala tachtayin. He's at a disadvantage. If the expenses were more than the appreciation, that means how much it was worth more, all he gives him is the expenses. If it's worth more than what the expenses are, you only give him his expenses. Now here's another case of where we say yodi ala tachtayin. Suppose I sold to my friend a field for 1,000 zuz. He gave me already 200, and afterwards, somebody wants to change his mind. Either I want to change my mind, and I say, no, I don't want to sell it. Or the buyer says, I know I already gave you 200, but I don't want to buy it. So the rule is, v'chalachayzer, but whoever changed his mind over here, whether it's the seller or the buyer, yodai ala tachtayna, he's at the disadvantage. If it's the seller who changed his mind, then the buyer can say, look, I already gave you 200. I want land that's worth 200. Or give me back 200 zuz. I pick one of the two. Either I want land that's worth 200, or I say, no, give me back my money. I can't argue with him. I have to give him whatever he wants. Being that I'm the one that changed my mind, I'm the seller. So if he wants 200 zuz of karka, he gets the karka. If he wants 200 zuz of money, and he gets nothing, I have to give him the money. But if he wants money, I can't say, I'll just give you 200 zuz of land. And if he wants land, I can't say, I'll give you back your deposit. I have to do what he wants because I changed my mind. But if it's the buyer who changed his mind, after the buyer gave 200, he says, no, I don't want to buy the rest. Then it's the meicher who has the choice. He can either give him karka that's worth 200 zuz, even though the man says, I don't want any karka, I want my 200 back, I'm sorry. I'm giving you karka that's worth 200. Or he can give him 200 zuz, even though the buyer says, no, but I want karka worth 200 zuz. No, you change your mind. So I, the seller, can say, it's my choice whether you get karka or money. Okay, so basically, let's see what we learned over here in these last two Mishnayos. If craftsmen or stam workers change their mind before they start a malacha, before they started the malacha, and the balabas could find other craftsmen, other carpenters, even though it may be hard, you can't charge the workers anything. You can have tainas on them, but you can't charge the workers anything. If you can find other carpenters without any tircha, just as easy as you found the first one, you can't even have any tainas on them. But he changed his mind. Okay, what's the difference? You can get someone else just as good. and it's easy to get someone else. So don't have any tainas. If it's something, it's a davar ha'avid. It's like, I'm up against a deadline. I hired you to bring wood for a chuppah. I'll bring it tomorrow. But it's after the chuppah. I hired you to lift the flax from the water. I'll do it tomorrow. But then it'll be too late. It'll be ruined. And I cannot find other workers to do it right now. And these original workers say, no, we don't like the price you gave us. I could hire other workers for a more expensive price, and they're going to have to pay me the difference, or I can fool them into thinking, okay, I'll give you the price you want, but at the end, I don't have to give it to them. Now, if the workers change their mind, the craftsmen change their mind, but it's not their fault. They got sick. There was some type of illness. Something happened that they couldn't do it. It's really not their fault. Then you can't do this. Then you can't take other workers. And if it costs me more, I should charge them for the difference or fool them into thinking, no, I'll give you the price you're asking. No, not if it's not their fault. Now, let's say I hired workers, and I, the Balabas, I changed my mind before they started to work. And they could find other work, but it won't be easy for them. They have tainas on me. They have tarimus. They have a right to have tainas. You have to have a right to have tainas. But if they can find other work without any tercha, they have no right to have any tainas. It's no fear. He hired us. And then he told us he's not taking us, but you were able to find other work. You didn't lose anything. Why have tainas? Next, if let's say when I hired them, they were able to find other work, but now they can't find any other work. I have to give them the schar kapayel bottle, how much someone would charge to do nothing, because l'maisa, they're not doing any work. So I don't have to give them the amount of work if they're not doing work. But let's say I have a worker, and I say, take the day off instead of working, I'm hiring you to do nothing. How much would a person be willing to do that for? That's how much I would give them. Again, that's if they were able to find other work, and now they can't find any. And I'm the one that changed my mind. That is me, the Balabas. What is the halacha if the workers change their mind, not before they started, but after they started a little bit of the halacha? So if they are kablonim, a kablon means they were hired to do the table, then the din is yodam ala tachtanim. That means that the balabas can hold off from their schar whatever it's going to cost me more to hire workers now to finish off the table if the price went up. And really, if they're workers, now, really, there are three things. There's a uman, that's a craftsman. There's a poil, you stam hire him to do anything. And there's a kablan. A kablan is hired by the job. It doesn't work for me, he just does a table, let's say. So this din is really by a kablan, not by a poil, but we're not getting into that. One more halacha. Let's say the balabas changed his mind after they started doing the work. They already did half the table. I say, no, don't finish off. So now we say, Reb Balabas, Reb owner, you're at a disadvantage. If you hired them to do a table for eight, dinner in, they did half, and now you're telling them to go home? Now I want to finish off the other half. What? The price went up? Oh, it's going to cost me six to finish it off? You can't deduct it from them. You have to give them their four and now pay your six. If the price goes down, in other words, now after the workers did their half table, the balabas changes his mind, but now I could finish it off for two, the balabas has to give them six. Why do I have to give them six? They only did half the table. Listen, you made up. You're paying eight for this table. You decided to send them away? After half the work, you're not going to gain. You, balabas, are going to have to give them six. Now you can finish off with the other workers you're hiring for the two, which is the current price. Again, another example of yaday al hatachtoina. We also learned in the Mishnah that if you give wool to a dyer to color it red, but he did it black. So we say yaday al hatachtoina because he didn't follow instructions. So we say there are two numbers we're looking at. How much did it cost him to dye it black? And how much is this wool worth more? If let's say it cost him 10 dinarin, the ingredients he needed, but it's worth more now by 12, I give him 10, and that's it. So I gain on the deal. Let's say he says, it cost me 10 to dye it black, and it's only worth 8 more, I just give him 8. Sorry, you didn't follow instructions, you lose. That was the halach of Kalamashana, Yadi ala tachtayna. Then we had the last halach in the Mishnah, if I buy a field from someone for 1,000, I give already 200, and then someone changes his mind, well then that person who changed his mind is Yadi ala tachtayna. It means like this. If the buyer says, no, I gave you 200, I want my money back, I could say to him, well, I don't want to give you your money back. I'll give you 200 worth of a field. No, but I want my money. Too bad. For that matter, if he says, I want 200 worth of a field. I don't want to buy the 1,000. I said, no, you changed your mind. You're supposed to buy for 1,000. I'm giving you your money back. I'm not giving you your field. If it's the other way around, if the seller changes his mind, he's at the disadvantage. If it's the seller who changed his mind, then the buyer can say, look, I already gave you 200. I want land that's worth 200. Or give me back 200 zuz. I pick one of the two. Either I want land that's worth 200, or I say, no, give me back my money.